Welcome to Talks from the Bible. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Ephesians 5:32. Paul has addressed this epistle to the saints which are at Ephesus. Ephesians 1:2. Saints are the church. This letter of Ephesians is a documentation of the relationship which Christ has to his church. Christ and the church are bound as one. Christ and the church cannot be separated, even as Christ and salvation cannot be separated. Notice how Christ is related to the church. Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, Ephesians 5:23-24. As the head of the church, Jesus is the authority of the church. The law which governs the church has been spoken by Christ. But Christ is the Savior of the body. As the Savior of the church, can it be denied that the saved are the church? Salvation and the church have come with the same purchase price, which is the blood of Christ. Feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood, Acts 20:28. Do not miss in this key passage of Scripture the true identity of the church, which is the church of God. The Bible will not allow us to use a human-created name for the church. Look in your community at all of the names of churches that cannot be found in the Bible. We also see that Christ and the church are united by love. Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, Ephesians 5:25. So deeply did Christ love the church that he offered himself as the means of creating the church. The church is not a building that sits on a piece of property. The church is the divine institution of God that Jesus died on the cross to secure. The church has been created by living souls who have made a commitment to Christ. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 2:5. In Christ's church, we offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Ephesians 13:15. As Christ's church, we are governed by the word of Christ, without the addition of any human creed or philosophy. As Christ's church, we are redeemed in Christ Jesus, having been cleansed of sin in the new birth of water and the Spirit. John 3:5. The most unique relationship in the history of the world is Christ and the church. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.